Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here at the number 603-283-6160. We're talking about the president of El Salvador that we've been critical of since day number one, I want to point out here on Free Talk Live, because we didn't have to know the details. We didn't have to know about he's treating the gang members there and throwing them into jails and prisons without any kind of trials. We didn't have to know about all the details about how he's cracking down on people just for using their freedom of speech, putting spy software, as they're pointing out here at Coindesk.com, on the phones of at least 22 journalists working for El Faro, which is a El Salvador news outlet. We don't have to know about these things. And the reason why is because he's a politician. And so we already know he's going to be corrupt. We already know.
I mean, yes, that's true. But, I mean, you do have some politicians who aren't necessarily so bad, like Ron Paul or something
Ron
like that.
Paul, but he's the one guy that you can really point to, like, on the entire planet.
In theory, this guy could have been like that. I thought what you were getting at was that, you know, we knew he was bad news from his implementation of Bitcoin
as the legal tender.
That was when we were like, oh, yeah, this guy, he kind of sucks, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, what you mean by that is he is mandating in the law that they passed, and it's not just him, like the parliament or whatever they call it down there passed this thing. If he had, you know, if they hadn't voted for it, it wouldn't have been that way. So all of them are responsible who voted for this thing, which mandates the acceptance of Bitcoin. Now, he said publicly that it wouldn't be mandated. So there is that, but
the law
it's still
is
there.
A mandate.
The law is
they're
still
just
there.
Not enforcing it.
Right, and they can enforce it anytime they want to against whoever it is that they want to enforce it. And as we've seen with what they did to the gang members or are doing to gang members down there.
To the people they're pointing their fingers at and calling
and
gang members.
Right. They're just throwing them in prison cells, which are already insanely overcrowded, as many Central American and South American prisons are.
Can you imagine being thrown in a Central American prison?
No.
An American prison would suck.
I've been in a cell that had more people in it that, you know, than really should have been there in the United States in a relatively well-run facility, in a facility that's not run by, you know, psychopaths. It's here in New Hampshire. They ended up closing that jail and building a new one in Keene. But they had four guys in a cell that really should have only had two, but it wasn't the end of the world or anything like that.
There was air conditioning and stuff, right?
Yeah, in El Salvador.
I mean, there are jails here in the United States where they don't have air conditioning, and we'll hear about those again this summer.
There was one guy I was in jail with when I was in for civil disobedience a decade ago who told me about how he was in a holding cell in a Massachusetts jail where they had like 100 or 150 people and one toilet in the middle of the room.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's awful.
And everyone was watching, like, as you tried to go. So
was it like a ritual where, like, everyone just sort of stared at you?
I mean, there's nowhere else to look unless you can look outside the cell.
I guess.
He said
I would want to look anywhere else, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Like, your eyes, that's the least desirable place to be looking.
Yeah, there are other options, obviously. You can look up in a corner or something like that, right? But with that many people in the cell, somebody's going to be
there's going to be some weirdo, man.
Yeah. So,
who's like probably not even just being weird about it, just is crazy.
Yeah, that too. Plenty of that in jails.
And then there's probably the people who are being weird about it, and you don't want them watching.
So we knew this guy was bad news simply because, look, I'm just going to jump to that conclusion. I'm not going to give a politician the benefit of the doubt, generally. I'm not going to say, oh, this guy could be Ron Paul. No!
Right.
Like, we would have heard probably if there was another Ron Paul somewhere in the world. And if there is, I want to know about it. But, you know, from what I can tell, Paul is a unique beast and one that we will probably never see at levels of power like that again. But let's go on. So, from CoinDesk, and this is written in sort of the first person, I guess it's an editorial piece, David Z. Morris, or opinion piece. He says, up until this point, I've been skeptical about attempts to paint Bukele, that's the president of El Salvador, as a nascent dictator. Much of the anti-Bukele rhetoric in the Anglophone press is focused on his replacement of judges and one theatrical display of military strength alongside derogatory statements from developed world governments.
I forgot about that thing with the judges. We talked about that as well.
Where he stacked the Supreme Court so he could have a second term.
Yeah, and didn't he remove some Supreme Courts and, some Supreme Justices and, like, rewrite their constitution or something to that effect?
I know that he wanted to put people friendly to him in so he could override the term limits restriction. There was previously a restriction on one term for a president. Now there's not.
Amazing how that worked out.
These struck me as hard to take at face value, given El Salvador's extremely complex modern political history, entrenched corruption, and culpability of countries like the U.S. in fomenting the very instability that might have made strong-arm tactics necessary for Bukele's reformist agenda. But spying on opposition journalists is several orders of magnitude more reprehensible to me than any other claims made about Bukele so far. I am admittedly biased, but the suppression of information is a fundamental attack on the good and fair functioning of any society. He says this puts Bitcoiners in a bind. With its roots in crypto-anarchist and digital libertarian ideals, the Bitcoin community is ideologically hostile to both state power and digital surveillance. Well, he says that, but if that were true, then why is this guy so popular? Why amongst Bitcoiners? Why has he been given a pass on all of the things that he has done? These Bitcoiners, the new version, right?
Like, yeah, there's two different cryptocurrency worlds here. There's the Bitcoiner world, the maximalist. There's some overlap, but the maximalist thing, that's completely irrelevant. There's people who view cryptocurrencies as a way to make money, as a way mm-hmm. to profit.
Right.
And then there's people who advocate them for ideological reasons.
As a way to, say, undermine the banking system yes. and the fiat money out there and actually put power of money into the hands of the individual and empower the individual instead of the bankers and the governments of
and
the world. Those people.
These two groups are often at odds, but it's the Bitcoiners. I say Bitcoiners, but it's these people who view cryptocurrencies as a way of making a profit, as assets, as stocks to be bought and sold and profited from. It's those who are fans of this guy.
Those are the ones who we see cozying up with the U.S. politicians and the European politicians and trying to curry favor, like the guy from Coinbase going to D.C. and trying to meet with the SEC and, just trying to do whatever kind of, like I said, curry favor, trying to get them to scratch his back so he'll scratch theirs, that kind of thing. The usual log rolling and nonsense that goes on in D.C. Well, when a politician in South America decides that he's going to be a Bitcoin buddy, then they cozy up with this guy too, and they look the other way on what he does outside of the Bitcoin sphere. He points out here in this article that the sentiment is so strong that many in the community bristled at a provision in El Salvador's law that seemed to mandate the acceptance of Bitcoin by retailers. The new report should offend those critics at least as deeply. It's notable that this is not the first time the crypto industry has been asked to pass judgment on the ethics of state-backed digital espionage. After Coinbase acquired a blockchain analytics company called Neutrino in early 2019, I and other investigators and reporters highlighted the company's deep ties to a black hat organization known as Hacking Team.
Oh, that's right.
Hacking Team had sold invasive spyware to repressive regimes, which used the tools to target dissidents and journalists. After fierce backlash from the crypto community, Coinbase ultimately fired former Hacking Team members from Neutrino and admitted the acquisition had been a failure of due diligence.
Dude, I forgot that happened.
I didn't know that story.
Yeah, it was 2019, so I think we talked about it on Call to Freedom back then.
Oh, okay.
But They're so evil and they do so many evil things that it's hard to remember. It's hard to remember them, hiring this particular firm.
The decision facing Bitcoin advocates may be more complex now. El Salvador is a valuable testing ground for the digital currency, but if El Faro's findings are true, it seems clear the Bukele administration can no longer be considered a trustworthy partner. Beyond, as though you could ever consider a government a trustworthy partner. There's no such thing as a trustworthy government.
I learned from the Native Americans that you can't trust governments.
Right, and it hasn't gotten better since then. They've just gotten better at covering up their crimes. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We get to say we told you so about this thug down there in El Salvador. There's been bad news about him since long before this crypto Bitcoin deal. More coming.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, Ian and Aria in the studio. You can join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We are a couple months away now from Pork Fest, the sixth annual Pork Fest. It is going to be here before you know it. Actually, I guess not quite 2 months, but maybe two and a half or so.
I always look forward to Fork Fest, but this year, the number one reason I'm looking forward to it is for the dog. Because I know she's going to love it.
Absolutely.
She loved it last year. So many people.
Dogs that love people.
Yeah.
Love the Porcupine Freedom Festival and Fork Fest. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is, I think, nearly sold out. I believe it's technically oversold at this point. They've sold more tickets than they had originally intended to sell, so you may not even be able to get those at this point. If so, you can go to porkfest.com, P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T, to check them out. But the Fork Fest comes the week after, June 27th through July 3rd, and it's going to be at the same place, of course, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire, at Rogers Campground. All you need to do to attend ForkFest is register your campsite or your RV site or your motel room with Rogers Campground for June 27th through July 3rd. There's no tickets for ForkFest. It's a decentralized libertarian camping event, and it's a lot smaller than the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but it's a different event. It's decentralized, meaning that the creators of whatever happens are you, basically. Whatever it is that you want to see happen, you got to make it happen. So it's more for the kind of the self-starters, the entrepreneurial types, the people that are the doers. So get on over to forkfest.party. You can learn more about the event there and connect with other attendees in advance via the ForkFest Telegram and Matrix chat rooms, which I believe are connected together with one another, and there's also a forum as well, so you can connect with other people that are attending at forkfest.party. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, more about Nayib Bukele, the president dictator of El Salvador, and what he's been doing that the Bitcoiners want to look away from and ignore conveniently. But let's talk to Shirley. Shirley, you're on the air.
Hi, hon.
Hey,
my name is Shirley Suzanne Nichols.
Welcome. You're on the air. You're calling from Nevada, listening to KTOS.
Yes, Laughlin, Nevada. And September 17th, 2017, I went to Mexico and had my teeth done. Trump was there also. And
was that your dentist?
I told him, no, honey, he was there at the border, and I tried to kill his ass.
What?
And that's why the Mexicans let me go. My name is Shirley Suzanne Lindley also.
Hold on a second. Let me see if I'm following what you're saying. You're saying you went to Mexico to go get your teeth done, encounter Donald Trump in Mexico?
Yep.
And you attempted to murder him?
No, I cussed his ass out at the border.
You what did his ass? Cussed.
LRN.FM.
Too far.
She said she was listening to the broadcast there in K-Talks, or on K-Talks, and I guess she doesn't understand the rules of the radio, and that is you can't say the S-word on broadcast. I was curious to know how the story was going to go from her cussing out Donald Trump to her attempting to kill him.
Yeah.
So
that was the part that threw me, because, I mean, it's what, look, if I saw Don, I probably wouldn't, cuss him out either. I was just like, dude, that was some good trolling you did. I get it. But that would, if he was like, I wasn't trolling, I was totally sincere the entire time. At that point, I would probably want to cuss him out. Like, oh, well, then you're kind of a jerk then, aren't you?
He might deserve it for not letting Ross Ulbricht out of prison and not pardoning Edward Snowden.
There are plenty of good reasons to be hostile verbally toward Donald Trump. But there's a huge gap between me wanting to tell Donald Trump to go away, using creative language,
and to kill
attempted murder, which I am not an advocate of.
Definitely not. Well, she's called back, but I don't think I should let her back on because she was, I don't know, Aria, should we give her another go?
We have a dump button.
We do have a dump button. All right, we're going to give it one more time.
LRN.FM.
That's what I get for trying to give somebody a second chance.
Now we know.
And the weird thing is, she was just talking. I think she thought she was on the air the entire time when she was actually on hold.
Oh,
because when I went to her line, she's just yammering away.
Yeah.
So that's what I get.
Well, now we know.
Yeah. All right, try to be nice. You try to do the, you try to help somebody out. Give them, What are you going to do?
Yeah, see, I was under the assumption that, like, she had, you know, realized, oh, I can't say that, and tried to call back.
Yeah, that's something. What, a kind person would do.
They're like, oh, my God, you guys, I'm so sorry.
Right.
I didn't mean to, like, try to get you fined by the FCC or anything.
I got so upset about Donald Trump, I just couldn't hold back. I am sorry. No, instead she comes in with the F-bomb.
I mean, just about all of us have accidentally done it at one point.
Yeah, I think all of us have. Maybe Bonnie hasn't, but...
Oh, that's true.
But she's
not. I haven't heard her do it yet. Yeah. I know I've done it at least once on accident.
I have never said the F-bomb.
I think you were in jail when it happened. I got so worked up about something.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. Someone else called it. I was like, Aria, dump that. And I was like, what are you talking about? But yeah.
Dump yourself, you mean. Yeah, okay.
Just came straight out.
All right, so the number here is 603-283-6160. Back to Coindesk.com, the story about El Salvador's president, dictator, Nayib Bukele. And the guy writing this is interesting because he says, oh, well, you know, I was willing to look the other way, he says, about Bukele stacking the court and, like, forcing out judges that were against him.
See, that's this guy's problem, though. If you look the other way about the little evil things they do, then they're going to continue doing more and more evil things. And you're like, oh, I probably shouldn't have looked the other way back when they were just killing those orphans.
So then they did something, or Bukele did something that this guy considers to be, well, sounds like unforgivable. They spied on journalists, put spyware on journalists' phones, about 24 journalists.
So that's where the journalist is drawing the line?
Yeah, surprise, right? The journalist is concerned about that. He says that beyond the simple ethics of supporting a regime that seeks anti-democratic methods of repressing its critics, the Bitcoin community must be vigilant about public perception given the continued widespread hostility toward cryptocurrency. A leader willing to use black ops spyware against his own citizens is not an acceptable figurehead for spreading Bitcoin adoption. He says, my sympathies here lie almost entirely with the journalists who've been targeted and harassed for attempting to inform Salvadorans about their own leadership. And I'm so tired of people calling these people leaders. Look, politicians are thugs. They're not leaders. Who would follow these people voluntarily? But it's also deeply personally disappointing. He says, I was hoping to visit El Salvador at some point this year and report on the status of the Bitcoin project there. That now appears considerably less feasible because it would potentially expose me and any other international journalists who travel there to ongoing surveillance by Nayib Bukele and his allies.
I would have more sympathy for this guy if he had more sympathy for the judges or the other people that Bukele stepped over in order to secure his position of power. You know, he didn't care about any of that until it was journalists and himself who was possibly at risk. And it's like, dude, have you never heard the poem? I mean, I don't remember what it's called now, but that's essentially what it is. You know, you ignore how they target all of these other people, but then finally they target
first they
you.
Came for the trade unionists, and I was not a trade unionist, and so I didn't say anything. And
that's verbatim what this guy is saying. He was doing all these terrible things, and I was going to give him a pass, but then he came up to the journalist, and I was like, wait a minute, I'm a journalist.
Yep. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. You can share your thoughts with us. These Bitcoiners need to stop cozying up with these politicians because they are not good people. There's more on the way. This is Free Talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former President Obama is back at the White House for the first time since he left office in early 2017. President Biden inviting Obama to talk about the landmark health care law that has been dubbed Obamacare. The Senate in session on Tuesday, and Senate Republican leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says the Biden administration needs to focus on fighting inflation instead of the president's proposed budget.
I can assure the president's team that many Americans are hurting a lot worse than they are. The very least the administration must do is stop digging. No more reckless spending, no gigantic tax increases that would damage the economy even further.
This comes as inflation in the United States was near 40-year highs in March, driven by problems like rising oil prices. You're listening to USA Radio News. Although the United States and NATO have imposed heavy sanctions on Russia, the Kremlin still has money coming in from selling their energy around the world. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy, appearing on Fox News, explains how crucial it is for the United States to shut down some of this trade revenue.
We're not going to win this war unless we cut off Putin's cash flow. We're not going to cut off his cash flow unless we can get Europe to stop buying his oil and gas.
Kennedy calling on the White House to lift restrictions on U.S. oil production so Europe can rely on American energy rather than Russia. Fed Reserve Governor Lael Brainard says the central bank needs to act quickly and aggressively to drive down inflation. Brainard calling inflation much too high and said policymakers are prepared to take stronger action if needed. The Fed already raised rates a quarter of a percent at its March meeting. USA Radio News.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Ian with you.
And Aria.
Don't forget you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. And we do have a chat server. It's called a Matrix server, and that means that it is open source. It's self-hosted. It's free software. We're running the thing on our server. And you can go over there and interact with other Free Talk Live listeners anytime you want, 24 hours a day. Create your own rooms if you want to. There's already dozens of rooms there created by listeners just like you. There may be more than dozens that are private. I have no idea. As an admin, we don't even know who makes private rooms on the server.
I've declined dozens
of invites.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I have to imagine there's probably hundreds of rooms at this point.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool little server, and you can go check it out. Go get the details on how to join at chat.freetalklive.com. That's chat.freetalklive.com. So since we've been so critical of the El Salvadoran president tonight, Nayib Bukele, I did want to say something nice about him, not because I'm planning on visiting his country or anything like that. We've been mostly critical of him here, but whenever the thugs fight each other, it can get kind of entertaining, right? Like we were just talking about Trump and some of the entertainment factor that we got from Trump, and he was entertaining.
He was tremendously entertaining.
Yep.
And I kind of hope to see him run again in 2024 just because I know that, I mean, his chances of winning at this point are negligible, but it would be so entertaining to watch him come to terms with that.
Mm.
That alone would make the entertainment value worth it.
if he can go and, like, post somewhere, because he's not posting on his own Trump social, apparently.
People are pressuring Musk now to allow Trump
to
back on.
Trump, yeah, yeah, now that Musk is on the board of directors of Twitter.
He may do it.
That news just came out today. So, here's kind of an entertaining story about Bukele, the El Salvadoran president, who, again, was noteworthy for putting the Bitcoin law into place there, but otherwise is just another president and as corrupt as anybody else. But to his credit, he is pretty entertaining on social media, kind of like Trump. He doesn't mind striking out at other governments around the world, and he has been critical, to his credit, of fiat currencies. And that may just be him pandering to the Bitcoin audience, but regardless, it is fun to see that happen.
Well, El Salvador has no fiat currency of their own.
Correct.
Well, they do have a fiat currency. They just don't print that fiat currency.
They have
USD
dollars.
USD is their currency.
As legal tender, correct.
As is Bitcoin.
But he's still personally, supposedly, against fiat, and that's one of the reasons why he has introduced Bitcoin.
Well, he made Bitcoin a fiat currency. So currency by decree, he has decreed it to be the currency of El Salvador.
Hmm. Whether you can use the term fiat for Bitcoin is another debate. But here's what he did recently. TheHill.com reporting on El Salvador's president rebuking several U.S. senators recently for introducing legislation targeting the Latin American country's adoption of Bitcoin as a legal currency, referring to the lawmakers as boomers.
Okay,
quote,
that's good.
Okay, boomers, you have zero jurisdiction on a sovereign and independent nation, he tweeted, saying further, quote, we are not your colony, your backyard, or your front yard. Stay out of our internal affairs. Don't try to control something you can't control, unquote.
Now, what did the boomers try to do?
The tweet was in response to legislation proposed by the Senate Foreign Relations Committee chairperson and some others. It was bipartisan, called the Accountability for Cryptocurrency in El Salvador Act, or the ACES Act. The legislation would have the State Department analyze the risk of Bitcoin as legal tender in El Salvador and propose a way to mitigate risk to the U.S. financial system. So they know, and they literally believe that the fact that Bitcoin is legal tender in this tiny little Central American country with no more than 7 million people living in it is somehow going to put some kind of stress on the dollar's domination.
Well, it would if it had been rolled out and implemented properly, by which I mean in a voluntary way. If this guy used his position, his pulpit as the president, to convince the people of El Salvador why it was so important, like, hey, look, guys, this USD that we like, I understand it's been reliable for the last decade or however long we've had it as our legal currency, but look at what they've done in the last 2 or 3 years.
With the printing.
Yeah. This currency that you've been viewing as reliable, it's not going to be as reliable in the very near future. This is why you should get into these other types of currency.
Right,
how
and
about
persuade,
some gold?
And yeah. persuade people instead of forcing them to do it.
I would have been totally okay with that, even though he shouldn't be president because, you know, that's a political position that he ran for that he's going to do immoral things with. He probably had to
and
do immoral
been.
Things to get there.
Yep.
However, using that pulpit to do something good, like we go back to Ron Paul, would have done if he had been president, presumably.
Yeah.
There are worse things in the world. But this guy didn't do that. He rolled out this sloppy lightning network system that was, I don't remember the name of the company that did it, but they were not ready for prime time.
No.
And neither was their solution. And it's neither was, even if they were, the Lightning Network itself isn't ready for prime time. And that was the backbone of their entire rollout here.
One of the senators, James Risch, he's a Republican from Idaho, who's a co-sponsor of the bill, said, quote, El Salvador's adoption of Bitcoin as legal tender raises significant concerns about the economic stability and financial integrity of a vulnerable U.S. trading partner in Central America, he said. Saying further, quote, this new policy has the potential to weaken U.S. sanctions policy, empowering malign actors like China and organized criminal organizations. Our bipartisan legislation seeks greater clarity on El Salvador's policy and requires the administration to mitigate potential risks to the U.S. financial system. So basically, I saw the news about this bill, this ACES bill, and it sounds like they just want to write a bunch of reports about El Salvador.
Sure. That's what they do best.
Yeah. So that's it. That's the statement. So again, he's throwing it in the faces of the U.S. government, and I do appreciate him for doing that. And that's not the only time he's done that, obviously. But when he gets on Twitter, and I don't have the tweet in front of me, and he tweets constantly, so like to just go and scroll back, it would be very hard to find. But he has on more than one occasion bragged about how El Salvador is this sort of haven for freedom. That it's going to this some sort of beacon for liberty or whatever, and it's like, no, obviously it's not. Anyone that looks for a moment at the news just surrounding this guy would know that he doesn't understand what freedom is.
No, and if you suspend the right to assembly, you don't know what freedom is, or you don't care what freedom is.
Right. He cares about him. He cares about his freedom. He cares about, you know, El Bukele being able to do what Bukele wants to do.
Oh, I suspect Bukele is going to vanish with a lot of El Salvador's Bitcoin, if not all of El Salvador's Bitcoin.
That's an interesting statement because
it's
when
hard
I was,
to trust him.
Well, you can't. But when I was watching a little bit of Mark Fallon's documentary about El Salvador, and I'm not through the whole thing yet, but I've probably watched like a third of it, hour and a half long documentary about the rollout of the Bitcoin thing, he points out that a lot of the Bitcoin that is being held by the El Salvadoran government, supposedly, is not being held by the government, but being held in an unknown number of accounts on exchanges. And
I believe that. I mean, they don't have a government position of Bitcoin key holder, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you wouldn't want that because that person would be easily extorted or killed or corrupted.
Or you could multi-sig it for a little more security. But apparently that's not the case at all, and it's just Bukele, who supposedly, you know, somebody has access to these exchanges where this money is, this Bitcoin is being kept.
And he's like, just like, I promise, wink, wink, this is for the El Salvador government, not me, wink.
And we know that they're buying Bitcoin, supposedly.
They're buying large amounts of Bitcoin.
But only because he has said so. And only because he has said so publicly on Twitter. So when he says, we just bought 150 Bitcoins at the dip. Well, how do we know that? How do we know how many he bought and, how, and you know, when it was that he bought them?
You would think the El Salvadoran government would have a public address.
They don't.
That one could quit.
There's no transparency to this system at all.
So it's just this dude saying, hey, look, I promise
Take
I bought
my
some
word
Bitcoin.
For it.
Wow.
Yeah, with taxpayer money, of course. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. He could totally just disappear. More coming up here. You can join us on Free.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunnybay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps, and shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live. Ian and Aria here tonight. Phones are open if you want to join us at 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And since we mentioned Trump, I had something in the news about Trump. We talked briefly about the Truth Social site yesterday and didn't get into the details on why it has just been, according to some in the media, an abject failure.
It sounds to me, I looked into it a little bit today, it sounds like it has been just an unmitigated disaster.
And Trump, of course, has made matters worse by doing absolute zero to back up the site, to, like, support it by, oh, I don't know, posting to it.
But there was a reason for that. I don't remember now what the reason was, but apparently Trump isn't happy with the status of it, right? And it's not because... I don't remember now.
I know that, but
he's Trump. He doesn't understand that.
Look, I get maybe he's upset with the fact that they botched it from a technical perspective, because they definitely botched it from a technical perspective, and we'll get into that here in a moment. But the dude could still post to his profile. I mean, it's not that broken, right? Like, if he couldn't even post to his own profile, I could understand why he'd be upset.
It may be that broken.
I don't think so.
I haven't tried to use it, but...
Well, you got to wait in line. That's one of the problems.
It sounds like the server they have could not handle the load that they were trying to put on it.
Sounds like it. TheDailyBeast.com has a story here that their Truth Social is doing even worse than you thought. This was just published yesterday. The app that Donald Trump once hoped would avenge his exile from social media and make him a MAGA Mark Zuckerberg has instead plummeted to the 28th most popular social media in Apple's App Store.
I'm shocked it's that high.
Lagging behind the likes of more obscure social networks like Wiz, Be Real, and Bloomer, Random Video Chat. You ever heard of those?
No.
Me neither.
Bloomer sounds absolutely horrid, though.
Yes, indeed. Soon after the start of the soft launch of his social media company, Truth Social, in late February, Donald Trump grew deeply annoyed with the anemic growth and the lackluster rollout of the website. It's not even a website. You can't go on this. Last I looked, at least, they had no web access for this. If you go to Truth Social, I think it's like .com. Yeah, .com. Let's see if they even have a web. Nope. Still coming soon.
Do we have a web portal?
Yeah, social.freetalklive.com.
Hop right on there. You don't have to use an app.
Okay.
App's just an option for Mastodon. It's a nice option.
I thought so. I wasn't 100% sure.
The Mastodon apps are great, so we recommend you use an app if you've got a mobile device. But if you want to use a full web browser, you get the full experience over at social.freetalklive.com. And it's worth noting that that is a Mastodon platform that we run, and that is what Trump chose to use for his Truth Social. But they've...
I mean, good on him for that instead of, like, going, I'm going to buy 9% of Twitter or whatever. Right. I prefer Donald Trump. He brought, you know, some number of people to Mastodon who otherwise probably had never heard of it.
Yeah, he could have done this right, and instead they launched this thing, which has been teased for months. It was late last year when this thing was announced, and the website went up for it. But the launch didn't happen until February, so it was literally 4 months at least that they had to work on this, and they only launched with an Apple app. They still do not have the Android app out after more than a month of existence, and they still do not have any web access. So you have to be an Apple user to
use
this. Okay,
that's really bad. Donald Trump, that's embarrassingly bad.
That alone is enough to kill your site, because last I saw, Apple was only like 10% of cell phones. Now, they're very popular, right, as far as their users are concerned. Apple
sure.
users love Apple. They're very brand loyal. But as far as the market is concerned, it's one-tenth of the cell phone market. Hardly anyone uses iPhone devices in the world of cell phones. But that's where they launched. So anyway, he grew upset at the lackluster rollout. Though Trump and his team were expecting the new app to be a huge hit with his political base, the site was handily trounced in recent weeks by competitor MAGA social networks, including one that caters primarily to neo-Nazis.
Was so easy, Donald Trump. All you had to do was set up a Mastodon server and let people connect to it using Wellbird, which is available on iOS and Google Play.
But this month, the situation's only gotten worse for Trump's latest large-scale business venture. According to data analysis reviewed by the Daily Beast, and sources close to Trump say he has recently complained about the low energy activity on the app and appears disengaged from trying to turn the platform around, much less post on it. We reported at the one-month mark, which was probably like a week and a half ago at this point, that the site had been around and public for 1 month. Trump had only posted one time, and it was on day one. And since then, he didn't post again. If dude had posted at least on a daily basis, because he posted more than once a day before when he was on Twitter.
Oh, he was always on Twitter.
Yeah, if he would post at least once a day to this social thing, it would get so much buzz, and people would be way more interested in it. Because that's really what the site's all about, right? It's about people being able to see what Donald Trump says. That's why this site exists. And he totally botched the number one reason to have this thing exist.
That is such overkill, though. I mean, he could have just had, like, a newsletter or something.
Download data showed by analytics firm Aptopia shows downloads of the app have plummeted from a peak of 170,000 downloads per day to just 8,000 now. The app is now the 355th most popular app on Apple devices overall, and those who have downloaded it don't seem to be using it that much.
Apple users don't seem like the type that would really support Donald Trump.
Daily active users, a metric that social media and tech companies use to measure how many engaged users an app has, stood at just 513,000 as of last week. Now, that is not bad. Right, like,
but it's bad for Donald Trump.
500,000 users is pretty good for a brand new app that just came out that has that's basically just floating in the wind at this point. Like, there's no support from Donald Trump. So to even have 500,000 users, I actually think is pretty good, all things considered. Their dear leader is not present, but yet 500,000 people are still there, presumably waiting for him to show up and say something. And maybe posting.
That's funny, right?
And maybe posting to each other. And, you know, I've heard, again, I have not used the app. I'm not allowed to under my bail conditions, nor would I. I don't even have an Apple device, and they have no website to log into. But I've heard that, like, some of the conservative types are on there, like Sean Hannity and others. So, like, there's definitely some goings on there.
It's not a complete failure for the average person.
Like, it just looks like one.
Yeah, like if I was to, you know, create my own social media platform, Arya.social, whatever,
yeah.
I would be amazed to get five people there. And they got half a million, which is impressive for anyone who wasn't a former president of the United States. That's still, where it becomes, dude, really, that Trump, was the best you had?
But for Trump, it's still half a million people who cannot follow him in any meaningful sense anywhere else right now. Trump has been sending out press releases since Twitter banned him in January of 2021. He's been sent. That's how, the only way he has to reach people is to send press releases out. That's the only thing he's been doing. So this would be a huge step up for him.
Sad.
You're not going to jump to, as they point out here, Twitter has a 217 million users. You're not going to get to 217 million users overnight. It's a brand new app. Okay, and you botched the launch by not including it on Android. Trump and Truth Social officials have presented the launch of the platform with plenty of caveats. In a speech at the CPAC event, Trump himself said the company is rolling out the app, quote, very slowly. The app has been only available via a waiting list, and even then, only in Apple's App Store. But the soft launch has come with a series of technical glitches and user complaints. A former Representative Devin Nunes, who retired from Congress to take a job at Trump Media and Technology Group, their parent company, had promised in February the app would be fully up and running by the end of March, but users have repeatedly complained about error messages and a convoluted registration process that has left even diehard MAGA fans frustrated. Quote, I've been waiting for this, it's finally released, and it doesn't work, one user wrote in an App Store review. Spokespeople for Trump did not provide comment for the story. As The Beast reported earlier last month, the twice-impeached former president has in the past several weeks privately fumed about the blisteringly negative coverage of the app's rollout and number of users and visitors. What the F is going on? Trump was repeatedly heard snapping into his phone, demanding to know why Truth Social wasn't a runaway success. The former president
had... Poor guy. This is why we need him to run for office again. Because I need more of Donald Trump freaking out as his world collapses around him.
But if you can't hear from him, what's the point of him running for office? You've got to be able to read what this guy is freaking out about.
Look,
this is just a report about him freaking out.
Wouldn't they have to put him back on Twitter? No, I guess they wouldn't, would they?
Maybe they will now that Elon Musk is on the board, but I wouldn't get my hopes up. He's just one vote. So anyway, he in less than 2 months into the launch, Trump has all but given up on his own high-profile app and has barely even touched his personal account on Truth Social. So pretty sad story. I wanted to see it be a success, and they also turned off the Mastodon key feature of Federation. So I tried to pull up his account from our Mastodon server, see if I could follow it. Can't do it. So he's like,
they just federated themselves.
Yeah, they totally blew this thing from top to bottom. We'll see you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.